You can experience Jesus, and when you do, you experience real life.
Previously on Experiencing Real Life.
If you want to have the power of God within your life, you have to be okay with oneness, which is unity. It's not agreement. It's not I perfectly agree with everything that you do. It's not that you perfectly agree with everything that I do and say. It's not that you have to do what I tell you to do. It's not that I have to do what you tell me to do. It's not about control. It's about surrender. It's about humility.
Welcome to Experiencing Real Life with founder and senior pastor of Open Door Church, Troy Brewer. Open Door Church is a non-denominational international ministry located at 301 South Dobson Street in Burleson, Texas, in the southern part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. You can find us on the web at opendoorexperience.com. And now, here's Pastor Troy.
Hello, everybody. Blessings and peace on you in the mighty name of Jesus. Troy Brewer, coming at you strong, and I call you blessed in the name of Jesus. I'm backstage today, and we're behind the stage, and we're actually in the studios here at Open Door Church in Big Time Burleson, Texas, and I'm not going to be preaching from the pulpit today. I'm going to be sharing the love of Jesus with some very good friends of mine, and I want to tell you, listen, stay tuned. You're going to love this show. We're going to be talking about missions. We're going to be talking about what it's like to go from America to another country and to bring Jesus. And what is it like for people from other countries to come here and bring Jesus? And then how in the world can we partner together for a work in Eastern Africa? Guys, you're going to like this. Y'all know that I have a huge heart for missions, and I've been going to East Africa since 1995, the very first time that I ever had a chance to go to Uganda. Was in the year 1995, and ever since then, I've been some 16, 17, 18 times since then. And my wife has been 26, 27 times to Uganda since then. In fact, we're about to go. But you know what? I'm not in here all by myself today. And by the way, this is going to be a podcast. And if you're like, oh my gosh, I love podcasts. Well, then you would love TroyBrewer.com. If you simply go to TroyBrewer.com, you can listen to this podcast and many others. Now, let me say this, that I'm not in here all by myself here today. I have two amazing people that I miraculously met here recently, and we'll talk about divine connections. I want to talk about how God connects people, because that's very important in the body of Christ. But I'm in here with Pastor Cha-Cha, and I want to tell you, man, your name doesn't sound like it's African. It sounds like it's Puerto Rican. Cha-Cha. Right on.
Yeah,
so,
well.
What the heck? So would you please tell me your entire name, please, sir?
My name's Cha-Cha D. Muita. That's right. Yeah. The last name is Muita. Ask me if Cha-Cha is my nickname. No, that's my real name.
Well, you know,
just like the dance.
I'm somebody that studies words, and the word Cha-Cha means the pigs are loose in the kitchen.
No. Oh.
No, that's not true. I'm sorry. So no, that's not true. But that's amazing. You're the first Cha-Cha I've ever met in my whole entire life.
Oh, yes, sir.
It's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
So you guys grew up, so you're actually from Kenya.
That's right. We grew up in Kenya.
That's amazing. And you're here with your beautiful bride.
Yes.
And this is Miss Margaret. Hello, Miss Margaret.
Hi, Pastor Bro.
I'm so happy to see you. I bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you for dressing up for the radio today. You look very, very, very smart. Hallelujah.
Thank you. You're very kind.
All right. So how in the world, so how long have you been married to this beautiful woman?
Oh, we've been married 27 years. 27
Good.
Years.
You
now.
Almost got in trouble.
I know.
I put
I
you on the spot. I'm sorry, brother. Listen, we're going to stick together. Okay?
Thank you, sir.
I'm sorry about that. I shouldn't have put you on the spot. I know better than that. Like, I don't know. Just a long time. Well, hallelujah. So, you guys have been partners in ministry as well for a long, long time. So, just tell me just a little bit about where you come from, and then what was it that brought you here to the United States?
Mm-hmm. I got saved when I was in high school, and from the moment I got saved, I heard from the Lord that I'm going to be in full-time Christian vocation. I didn't know what that was, so I went through school, started working in Nairobi, Kenya, and the Lord kind of elevated me in the banking sector, but then clearly told us to come and get trained to be able to train others, pastors and leaders in East Africa.
So you could have been a banker, but you wound up here.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
And that was a stretch. We didn't know what that means.
Yeah, of course
but
not.
But God knew what it was, and he called us here.
Brother, there are 16 titles for Jehovah, right? But I'm going to add a 17th. Now, look, we know about Jehovah Rapha. We know about Jehovah Shalom. But this one's called Jehovah Sneaky. He doesn't tell us what it is we're signing up for.
Absolutely.
Right,
and I'm so glad he didn't, because I would have never said, oh, yeah, I can do that. Oh, no.
He doesn't show us the whole roadmap. No. He just tells us, go, and I will show you.
That's
so
right.
You keep going, and that's what we've been doing. I thank God for that.
Hallelujah.
I would have freaked out if I knew everything that it entailed.
Absolutely. Well, you'd have been like every single person in the Bible. Whenever God Almighty shows up, and you know, he shows up to Gideon, and he says, hey, you great mighty warrior, the brother is hiding, and he's making flour, because the brother wants to make business. Biscuits. All right. He sees himself as a baker. He does not see himself as a mighty warrior. And God Almighty calls him a mighty warrior. And he's like, you got the wrong address. The same thing with Mary. The Bible says she cast in her mind what manner of salutation this might be.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, she's like, rut-row, this angel's got the wrong address. He thinks I'm highly favored.
Yeah.
That's crazy. No one had ever addressed her as highly favored.
Mm-hmm.
No one had ever addressed her as blessed. And she's like, why would you be greeting me like that? And so it was not that they or we were mistaken ourselves for somebody else, is that we were mistaken ourselves for somebody less.
Yes.
And we don't know. Yeah. We don't know our potential. We don't even know who we are. But man, Jesus knows us.
That's right.
He knows from eternity to eternity. He understands us much more than we know ourselves.
Mm-hmm. He
no
does.
Wonder we get scared sometimes, but he doesn't.
He
has the right thing from the beginning to the end.
Well,
he knows the end from the beginning.
Yes, he does. Mm-hmm. And you got it. That's exactly right. He knows the end from the beginning. Mm-hmm. I love that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, God Almighty is not subject to time.
That's right.
It's something I talk about all the time, how that God is not subject to time, and how he deals with you and how he deals with me and how he deals with my sister is not in present past tense, but in present future tense.
Amen.
Okay, because he sees us as the finished product, and he speaks to us now as if we're already there, because
Amen.
In his own mind, we're already there. He calls us holy now.
Amen.
He calls us righteous, you know, now.
Amen.
He calls us, you know, sons of God now.
No.
He calls us all those things now, and of course we are those things, but we are not yet where we are going to be, but he counts us as if we are already there, and he speaks to us there.
Amen.
My friends, you are listening to Experiencing Real Life, and today I am in the studios with my very good friend Pastor Cha-Cha, and also to Pastor Margaret and this great man and woman of God. They are here with us. I have about 10 seconds left before our very first break to tell you that you can listen to this podcast and many others at troybrewer.com. And whenever we get back, we're going to be talking about divine connections.
You've been listening to Pastor Troy from Open Door Church. Pastor Troy would like to personally invite you out to visit him at Open Door Church in Burleson, Texas. You can also watch our services live at opendoorexperience.com. Now, let's get back to Pastor Troy as he continues to preach the Word of God.
Okay, guys, well, welcome back. Welcome back to Experiencing Real Life. And today, my friends, we are doing a podcast that can be heard exclusively on troybrewer.com. We add a new one every single week. We also add one to our Facebook. And if you're not yet plugged into my Facebook, be sure and do that. It's at PS Troy Brewer. So PS is in Pastor Troy Brewer. Go there and check me out. And listen, I have a whole team of people that do everything that we can do to keep that life-giving, to make sure that it's something that represents the kingdom. It's fun, and there's always stuff for you to take away there. So be sure and take advantage of that. Okay, my friends. Well, we are in here talking because the reason we're here is because God has miraculously connected us.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
And I mean, and you recognize that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And in fact, you guys were out at Third Stage Ranch last night.
Yeah.
Right?
That's an amazing place to be.
It is.
It is beautiful. Yay. It is relaxing. It is refreshing.
I'm so glad that you guys were able to come
so
out.
So beautiful. Yes. Thank you.
You can't help
Thank
but think how God is good.
He
and
is
how
good.
Everything declares he's growing, and it's wonderful.
The reason why I call it Third Stage Ranch is because it's not the outer court, it's not the inner court, it's the most holy place.
Amen.
Now about
Amen.
It, faith, hope, love. That third place. Amen.
Uh-huh.
So Amen. That third yes. stage, which is, I don't want to be a 30-fold Christian. I don't want to be a 60-fold Christian. I want to be a 100-fold Christian.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So I'm all about that third place, striving to live a life of personal excellence, to live a life of personal kingdom excellence, to finish things that I start, to press in. You know, I believe with all my heart, brother, that God blesses pursuit.
Amen.
He does. You know, I mean, he does.
Remember
he does.
That message. Mm-hmm.
The Lord blesses pursuit, and that's a huge staple of my life. Go after it. Go after it. You know, the staple of the Old Testament was you better not, you better not, you better not.
Yes.
The staple of the Old Testament was don't do anything until God tells you to do it. That's the wilderness. That's the second phase. Okay, so there's Egypt, there's the wilderness, and there's the promised land.
Yes.
Okay, and in the wilderness, you don't get a plan, you don't do nothing. You camp out around the presence of God, and you wait for the presence of God to move.
Yes.
And if he moves, you move, and that's it. But then you cross over the Jordan, and the Bible says, and the manna ceased. It's one of the most amazing verses to me in the Bible, just, and the manna ceased. The way they had operated, everything changed. And then God says, go.
Yes.
Go, and I will back you. In the wilderness, he's always in front of you, right? But in the promised land, he's behind you, and when you put your foot on it, then he gives it to you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely true.
Are you with me? So, so that's why Jesus says, go, because he's talking New Testament. He's he's talking promised land. He's not talking Old Testament, and he's not talking wilderness. He's saying, go, 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 and I, signs, miracles, and wonders, will follow.
Follow you. That's right.
Amen.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Right on.
All the days.
And Isaiah spoke of that third stage when he said, and you will hear a voice behind you saying, turn this way and turn that way.
Yes.
You know those verses.
This is the
so
way.
Those are third stage living. That's promised land living. And it's about taking the kingdom into other places.
Yes.
Amen.
And that's the call that we have.
That's right.
And we're gonna end up talking in the next segment, which is a while from now, but we'll talk about how you guys are taking the kingdom in there. But we got together, and it's a very miraculous way that we got together.
That's right.
Yes, it was.
And I mean, we should not be friends. We should not know each other, you know. But look at what the Lord has done.
Except for what God has done.
Except for
in his own way, in his own unique way, he introduced us.
I love that. Okay, so there is actually a model, and this is in the book of Ezekiel. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And over in the book of Ezekiel, there's a model of the Valley of Dry Bones where poor Ezekiel gets sucked up into, he's sitting out by the river Chebar, and it blows his mind and freaks him out that the Bible says he sat there astonished for 7 days. That's one of my favorite scriptures. The brother's mind was blown. He just didn't even want to move. He sat there.
Valley of Dry Bones.
It's so funny, too, because in the old King James, it says a stonied. And I'm like, the brother was stoned. He was just out of his mind. So anyway, he gets sucked up into a tornado. God grabs him by the lock of his hair and takes him around the valley, you know, a dead valley, and drops him down into it. And he asks this question, can these bones live? And I love his answer because he doesn't say yes. He doesn't say no. He just says, thou knowest. He's like, you know. And this is why I think he did that. Because sister, if that was me and you dropped me down in the midst of all these skeletons and you said, tell me yes or no. I'd be thinking, these are the people who got it wrong. I'd be thinking, these folk here didn't answer right. I'm going to answer right. Lord, why don't you tell me, and I'll just say yes to that. And that's exactly what Ezekiel did. And so then he says, okay, he said, prophesy. He said, live, and he did. And the Bible says that there was a rattling, and the first thing that happened after the rattling, okay, and there's always a rattling where you get stirred up to do something, right? So you are stirred up to do something, right? The first thing is a sound, the Bible says, and then there's a rattling, and that's where you get stirred up. You're like, okay, I'm starting to come into alignment with this thing. Then it says, sinew is the first thing to happen, divine connections. Before muscles, before a heart, before a brain, before lungs, before anything, the first thing was the divine connections.
Yes.
Amen?
That's right.
Amen.
And so, guys, I don't go looking for ministry. I pay attention to what God brings me.
Amen.
And I'm like, Lord, and God brought me you guys.
Amen.
And he said, Troy, this is your brother. This is your sister.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm like, okay, right on. I believe that because I believe in that. And I believe that the next thing to follow is the muscles. And then the next thing to follow that is the internal organs. And then the next thing to follow that is the skin. Then they stand up.
Yes.
And then we become an army together. Ooh,
praise Amen. God. Yes, absolutely. Amen. He knows what he's doing. The Almighty God knows.
He does know. He does. Well, my friends, I have about 20 seconds left until the next break. And be sure and listen to this. It's only 30 seconds long. Whenever we come back, we have a very long segment. We're going to be talking about the work that we're going to be doing in East Africa and how miraculous it is. Hello, my friends. This is Troy Brewer, and you're listening to Experience Real Life. I'll be right back with you. Hello, my friends. It means so much that you're listening to me today. Hi, this is Troy Brewer, and I'd like to invite you to troybrewer.tv. It's your backstage pass into all things Troy Brewer, including all of my conferences, my teaching series, my School of Prophecy, my School of Ministry, and exclusive content with special guests. Join me at troybrewer.tv. My friends, welcome back. Guys, welcome back to the last big segment here on Experiencing Real Life. I'm Troy Brewer, and I'm so glad that you guys are here with me. I'm excited about what the Spirit of the Lord is doing. Missions is huge on me. I'm typically gone about 10 days a month out of the country. And now we're adding a whole new place to go because obviously we don't have enough to do, right? So we might as well add another place. So guys, tell me. So what have you guys been doing? Mm-hmm. Tell me where y'all have been. Tell me just a little bit about some of your experience in ministry and what your journey has been about.
Yeah, God is so faithful. He called us to train. God called us to reach out to people who are marginalized, people who don't have much, to just experience the love of God.
Amen.
So we have been out doing mission every year, go back to Kenya particularly, and then some parts of Tanzania and also Uganda. We've done some ministries there.
Excellent.
We've trained pastors, trained leaders. We've also done some social things that help people understand the love of Jesus in a practical way. Go to schools, build them desks, help teachers, train teachers, reach out to them, medical evangelism, where we have like 600 people come just in a couple of hours and experience, get every one of them prayed for. Of course, Amen. We give them medicine, but every individual prayed for. And there are some who surrender their lives to Jesus Christ right there.
Hallelujah.
While we're still there. Mm-hmm. So we've been in a number of places, and most God has used us in that way.
So you know that it is the goodness of God that leads men to repentance.
Absolutely. Amen.
And when you're demonstrating God's goodness by helping people in very tangible ways, people want to repent. People want to fall in love with who it is you're in love with. Amen. So guys, you guys are about to now, you're doing a whole new journey. And by the way, you guys are not 20 years old. You both look like you're 20.
Thank you. But we'll pay you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
The spirit is less than 20.
About 18 there. But you guys are like past 50.
Yes, right? We are. Okay. We are past 50. We have two grown adult children who have. We have grandkids.
Yep.
Two grandchildren.
And you want to be sure and mention that because here you are. You're about to leave the United States. Your grandkids are here in the U.S. Your kids are here in the U.S. And now God is sending you out at this stage of life to pioneer a ministry from the ground up in a Muslim area.
Yes, sir.
That's correct.
Where we are going at 98% Muslim and folk religion. Only 2% know Jesus Christ in a personal way. And the population is 1.168 million people. So there's a lot of human beings who do not know the love of Jesus Christ, have not been exposed to the gospel, the place that we are going.
So how are you guys going to expose people there to the love of Jesus? Tell me, what's your plan?
There are a number of things that we're going to do. We're going to reach out of the many people in that area, just farmers, regular farmers.
Farmers.
We're going to start a farm and love on people, come help them, teach them techniques of farming, and use that as a resource for them.
Excellent.
To be able to be empowered and to be economically able to buy or put food on the table.
Hallelujah.
We're going to start a school. My wife is a school teacher. She has taught school for many, many years. But there are segments of people that we are targeting specifically that have no much chance to know Jesus or to even be in school. People with albinism. My wife is very passionate about that. Would you like to say something about them?
Yes. Actually, people with albinism have a lot of struggles that they live with, but yet they are ordinary people. It's just like how people are born with red hair and things like that. So they lack that melanin pigmentation in their
albinism, skin. Albinism, meaning they are albinos.
They are albinos.
There you go.
And that's the correct terminology now, is to say people with albinism rather than albinos.
Okay.
But we're used to albinos, and we know that they have a lot of challenges with their health, their skin. Many of them suffer from skin cancers, and also their eyesight is very, very limited, and many of them actually are blind.
Yes.
And also their dental formula, too, is affected.
That's right.
In Tanzania, we know it's all over the internet how the witch doctors think that they lie to the people that if they will get a potion, a part of an albino, they'll be rich or they will get well. And so these people are ambushed, they are attacked for their body parts.
Mm-hmm.
But I think and that is about 10%, 20%. It's still life and we need to protect that. But the biggest struggle is the stigmatization of these people. Many people in the community, they don't understand albinism, and so they hide their children.
That's right.
From yeah. the community.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And the community doesn't want to associate with them. They
yeah.
won't hire them if they have a child with albinism. And so what we're going to do is we're going to educate the community. We're going to minister to them in a practical way.
Yes.
And
love
that is
them.
We're going to love them by providing sunscreen and lip balm and sunglasses and
good.
UV protected clothing and hats. And when we go to this, we're calling them albino outreaches, or people with albinism outreach for them. We will go to a community, and we are welcome, because these are the shunned people.
That's
so
right.
This is an open door for us to go in and share Christ indirectly. But one of the things that we want to do is put, we're going to collect sunscreen, and we hope that you can rally with us. We are hoping to send a container, a 40-foot container of sunscreen to Tanzania in 2 months. So we would love to do that so we can reach this community.
Look, I know personally about all this kind of stuff, because in our place, you know, we have a little village in Kokoli, Uganda, where we bought 20 acres of land, I don't know, a long time ago, 15 years ago or so. And we built it up, and we have a big school there, and all those sort of things that you guys are about to do.
Mm-hmm.
But we actually went from hut to hut to hut and invited people to come. And we came across a little boy who was probably, I'm going to say probably 10 years old, who had never been outside of that hut because he had albinism. Because,
yes.
you know, he was what we would call an albino.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, he's not allowed to come outside. And they said, no. We said, let him come to me. And he was very afraid.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't afraid of Leanna.
Mm-hmm.
And Leanna took him. And we paraded him around and said, this is our friend, and he needs to go to school. And when he came to school, the kids immediately were going to be mean to him. And we stood him up and said, this is our friend.
Mm-hmm.
This is
mm-hmm.
when you're good to him, you're being good to me.
Yes.
If you love me, then love my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And changed. Actually went after changing the culture
yes.
of that. And now we have many within our school.
Praise
and
God.
So we understand the work
yes.
that you're doing.
Amen.
So you guys are
connections.
So you guys are actually going to, and we'll come over and we'll help you with that in
Hallelujah.
September.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Praise
you,
God.
Lord.
And then, but you guys actually are going to send a big old container over there,
mm-hmm.
and you need to move so much stuff over there. Oh,
That's
my
right.
gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. So if you was going to say something, go ahead.
Yeah, there are a number of things that we'll need to go with to set up the ministry, because this is the beginning. There's nothing
yes.
there. We're just beginning the ministry over there so that we can show the practical love of Jesus Christ. So we go with a container and just start from there.
Okay.
So in the next week or so, we're going to be flying to Tanzania, and then we're going to go put up the ministry there and start prepare for the well that we need
yep.
and set up a place.
Spark is
yeah.
providing it. Thank you, Lord.
Spark Worldwide, right
yes.
on. That's my wife's ministry, and so Spark is actually providing the well.
The
I didn't know that until just now.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Great. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Well, that sounds like us.
Amen.
Serving, protecting, and raising kids, right on?
Amen.
But you know what? You guys still have a long ways to go, and you're just going. You're taking on hell with a water pistol. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, I love that. And you're going, and you're just like, you know what? We want to help you with that. And I want to say to everybody that's listening, if you go to my website, which is troybrewer.com, and if you give anything and designate it towards Tanzania, I promise you, I'll give these guys 100% of whatever it is that you guys
Thank
give
you.
It.
Praise God.
Y'all can trust me with that. And then also, too, if they wanted to look you up, up. What is your website? What is that?
Our website is www.oasisofhope.net.
Oasisofhope.net. Oasisofhope.net. Well, my friends, thank you so much. I'm so grateful. I am so grateful. Thank y'all so much for joining me today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Boom. All right, my friends. Well, we have been here in the studios at Open Door Church in Burleson, Texas. And just south of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex here in Burleson, Texas. And I want to invite anybody and everybody that if you live within the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, man, I double dog dare you to come out and join us. A church alive is worth the drive. And
Amen.
You can find us here at 301 yes, South Dobson yes. Street. And for more information, you guys can go to opendoorexperience.com. Again, it's opendoorexperience.com. And guys, we have a live webcast. Every time our church doors are open, we put it live on the internet. It's absolutely free. All you got to do is point, click, and be blessed at opendoorexperience.com. This coming Amen. Sunday, being that this is a Friday, I want to invite everybody to come to church. Now look, we are about to go to 3 Sunday services here in the month of August, and we're just about to start doing that. But right now, all of our services are at 9 o'clock, and they are also at 11 o'clock. We are also doing a monthly church service in big time Nakona, Texas at the old Nakona Boot Factory. And in the month of October, I'm coming out with my own line of Texas boots.
Oh,
I really am,
man.
Yeah. And we're gonna be selling them all over the world through the Justin Boot Company, and all the money's going to go to help me save girls out of sexual trafficking, which I'm so excited about that. Yeah, hallelujah. We've already been able to save 174 girls.
Hallelujah.
Praise just in the past 16 months, and we're about to save number 175 and 176 in the country of Belize. We're Praise beginning God. And pioneering a new work in the country of Belize. So my friends, if you guys would like to be a part of any of that, you can go to troybrewer.com. Be sure and sign up for my free daily devotional. It's free, and the daily devo will come to you every single day. And while you're there on the worldwide waste of time, amen, be sure and check out answerinternational.org, answerinternational.org. Well, my friends, that's all the time that I have for today. I call you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. You know what, guys? Our church is growing, and I'm so excited about that. I'm just excited about this radical group of beautifully flawed people that are part of this tribe that we call Open Door Church. Now, my friends, beginning now on the 20th of this month, we're going to move on Sunday to go to 3 services. That's right, guys. We're moving from 2 services to 3 services so that we can accommodate you and your beautiful family. Come out and join us beginning on Sunday, the 20th of this month at Open Door Church. Join us at either 9 o'clock, 10:30, or 12 o'clock high noon. That's right, 9 o'clock, 10:30, or 12 o'clock high noon. So our church is growing, and you know what, guys? We have a seat prepared for you at 9 o'clock, 10:30, or 12 o'clock high noon. For more information, you can call our offices at 817-295-7671, or you can go to opendoorexperience.com.